Good morning and welcome to day 26 of the Serving Challenge here at Ascension Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Scott. And this morning I'm coming to you from our food pantry here at the church, primarily because we're focusing upon poverty and the poor in today's reflection. And this is a place where we try to provide relief for those of our neighbors who don't have enough resources to provide food for themselves every day. And we'll talk about that in just a second. One of the questions that Pastor Zach asks today is, how do I help? And then he reflects upon a book that he's read called When Helping Hurts, and really trying to identify what are the ways that we provide help for our neighbors? What are the ways that we serve? And are some of those ways actually more detrimental than helpful when we create a system of codependency or reliance and so forth? In the parenting world, they call this tough love. but really, it's about looking at more than just the presenting issue and trying to understand the totality of what exists in the life of a person to help figure out where you can potentially step in and stop some of the repetitive things that happen that lead to poverty, homelessness, hunger, specifically in this case, but that can be true in other situations as well. All right, a lot of setup to talk about what Pastor Zach talks about and some of the three ways that we do provide help, or actually comes out of the book. There's relief, rehabilitation, and development. And most of what we do is relief work. It is identifying a need and showing up with what needs that emergency provision, whether that's food, like here at the food pantry, whether that's a blessing bag, whether that's a coat for kids who don't have coats, or shoes, or Operation Commando we did a couple of years ago for undergarments for kids who don't have access to them, diapers. It runs the gamut. A lot of what we do is relief work. But it doesn't ask the question, what is causing the situation that leads that person to have that need? Is there a place to step further up the stream to help that person not have that level of need then? So if it's homelessness, employment, or whatever. And that's, I guess, a challenge for us sometimes, because it can feel hopeless to constantly be handing out food to some of the same people every month. And yet their need is real. It exists. But how do we affect a change that's bigger than that? And I think there's a number of ways, and people have a lot of theories on that. But I think that's one of the things we're challenged with in today's reflection, is what kind of action do we take, and are there other kinds of actions we might take, and analyzing those and trying to understand. And February, we had a group that went and volunteered at Building Homes, Habitat for Humanity. And, you know, there's a situation where a little further up the stream, then we're providing help and hopefully creating a situation or helping to create a situation where a person doesn't need to fear homelessness then. Because they have adequate housing and can begin to focus on some other things. Interestingly enough, Pastor Zach lifts up this notion that those of us who have material means, who aren't experiencing poverty, we see poverty and poorness as a material issue. When in reality, when you ask the poor, they first identify and understand it as a psychological and a social issue. So how they feel about it is really more about how they're received in the community. So one of the ways I think we can even begin to break down some of those barriers is to develop trust and relationship with folks, and even our response to the poor, to the homeless in our community is in a loving and mutual relationship, as opposed to some of those power differentials that happen when they're coming and asking and we're providing and it just doesn't create a mutuality there. Jesus says in 2 Corinthians 6, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in your weakness." An acknowledgement that each of us has those places of weakness. Some of them lead to poverty and some other things other than some of the others of them lead to our inability to see the best in others. But how is God prompting you, prompting me, prompting our church to love and serve our neighbors in whatever ways, based on what their needs may be? I think that's the challenge for today. And as we wrap up this reflection on the action aspect of the serving challenge, tomorrow we'll move into the fourth aspect, which is ability. And that's 4 of 5. So we'll spend the next 7 days, not including Sunday, reflecting on ability. What is our ability to serve and how do we serve out of our giftedness? Thanks for spending a part of this day with me, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Take care.